In a world increasingly run by AI, we often talk about the black box problem, right? How do we truly hold these intelligent systems accountable when their decisions are just opaque?
Exactly. And that's where, well, some really interesting ideas are emerging.
So today we're doing a deep dive into one of those, ternary moral logic, or TML. Sounds pretty complex.
It is, but it's a fascinating legal technical framework. It's designed to tackle exactly that accountability problem.
Okay, so our mission here is to unpack TML's, well, it's pretty audacious promise, isn't it? To embed enforceable accountability right into AI.
Yeah, reframing AI ethics almost as a forensic discipline. Like every decision has to leave a trail.
A court admissible trail, specifically. That's the key part.
That's the goal. And what's really interesting is how TML proposes doing this. It's not just guidelines, it's building it into the AI's architecture.
Right. And the core of that seems to be this thing called the sacred pause.
That's it. It's TML's core innovation. Think of it as a third decision state for the AI. It's not just go or no go.
A third state, like
Yeah.
hesitation.
Kind of, yeah. It computationally mirrors that human moment of deliberation, you know,
Yeah.
when you face a really tricky ethical choice.
Okay, that's a cool concept, but how does an AI do that? What triggers this?
Pause.
It's triggered by a dynamic metric, the stakeholder proportional risk level, SPRL for short.
SPRL.
And this SPRL, it's calculated from things like stakeholder impact, the likelihood of something happening, and the severity if it does. These thresholds, which you can configure, they act as, well, auditable evidence, proof of a duty of care, essentially, that legal obligation to protect others.
So if a decision hits a certain risk level,
Real.
boom, sacred pause.
Exactly. But here's the clever bit.
Okay. Because my first thought is, doesn't that grind everything to a halt, especially in like high-speed trading or autonomous driving?
Right, you'd think so. But the pause triggers the moral trace logging in parallel, and crucially, with zero latency.
Zero latency. How?
So the AI still acts instantly, it makes its decision. But at the same time, in the background, it's meticulously documenting its ethical reasoning for that decision. Ah, okay. So it's not pausing the action, it's pausing to document the reasoning behind the action simultaneously.
Precisely. And this is a huge shift from things like explainable AI, XAI, you know, tools like LIME or AirShay.
Yeah, those try to figure out why the AI did something after the fact, right? Interpretations.
Exactly. Interpretations, not necessarily hard evidence. TML aims for auditable AI, AAI. It produces these immutable, cryptographically sealed moral trace logs designed for court.
Immutable, court admissible.
That sounds serious. And there's a story behind this, isn't there, about the creator?
Yeah, Lev Gukasian is quite profound, actually. He was facing a terminal illness.
Oh, wow.
And he conceived TML as, he called it a final gift. He wanted to ensure machines making potentially life or death decisions had this documented sort of hesitation, built-in accountability.
Survival-grade engineering driven by a very personal urgency. That makes sense.
And that urgency feeds directly into how TML handles liability.
Right, let's talk about that. How does it actually codify accountability, make it stick? Well, it's pretty strict. For example, setting those SPRL thresholds improperly, that's defined as negligence.
Okay.
Tampering with the logs, that's fraud. But the real kicker
Yeah.
is the absence of a required log. If a log should have been created because the SPRL threshold was met and it's not there, that leads to automatic liability.
Automatic liability. Wow. No need to prove negligence in that specific instance. The missing log is enough.
That's the idea. And it actually aligns with where some legal thinking is going for high-risk AI moving towards stricter liability.
Okay, so it's heavy on the penalties, but is there an upside for companies? Or is it just a compliance burden?
No, there's definitely a proposed upside. They call it the ethical flywheel.
Ethical
Yeah, the
flywheel.
idea is that these detailed moral trace logs, they aren't just a burden. They become a really valuable strategic asset.
How so?
Well, they provide incredibly rich data on how the AI handles complex ethical edge cases. This data can then be used to improve training, make the AI smarter, more ethically robust.
Ah, so it fuels a virtuous cycle. Better ethics leads to better data, leads to better AI, which gives a competitive advantage.
Exactly. Compliance becomes a source of proprietary data and potentially superior performance.
Okay, that makes sense. But these logs are clearly critical. If everything hinges on them, how do you guarantee they aren't tampered with or, lost?
That is the crucial question. And TML proposes this double armor system called the hybrid shield.
Hybrid shield. Okay, two layers of them.
Two layers. First, the institutional shield. This involves streaming the logs in real time to a consortium of, I think it's 11 diverse independent global bodies.
11 global bodies. Wow. The idea being no single one can suppress or alter the logs.
Right. But you can immediately see the challenges, right? Governance across 11 organizations, the technical infrastructure, data sovereignty issues. Yeah. It's formidable.
Yeah, that sounds like a diplomatic and technical nightmare, frankly. What's the second layer?
The second is the mathematical shield. This uses public ledgers, like blockchain technology.
Ah, blockchain.
Yeah. Anchoring cryptographic hashes of the logs onto a public ledger creates an unalterable timestamp, basically. Proof that the log existed in that state at that time.
Okay, but blockchain has its own issues, doesn't it? Scalability, cost, speed.
Absolutely. The feasibility concerns are well documented. Think about the sheer volume of logs, the transaction costs, gas fees, the time it takes for transactions to get confirmed.
So it's a paradox. The decentralization that makes the hybrid shield strong in theory is also what makes it incredibly difficult in practice.
That sums it up pretty well. It's a major hurdle.
So putting this all together, TML isn't trying to replace big frameworks like the EU AI Act or the NIST guidelines.
No, not at all. It sees itself as a vital complementary enforcement layer. The big frameworks say what needs to happen: fairness, transparency, accountability. Sure. TML tries to provide the technical how.
Closing the implementation gap, as they say, providing the tools to actually enforce the principles.
Exactly. And it has implications for the future, too, for artificial general intelligence, AGI. The vision includes making even super advanced AI reasoning legible and accountable.
And GI readiness. That's thinking ahead.
It is. And look, even if TML itself isn't adopted exactly as proposed, and those hurdles, especially with the hybrid shield, are significant.
Yeah.
Its core ideas, quantifying ethical risk with things like SPRL, demanding court admissible evidence by design, building in liability mechanisms, they've really raised the bar.
So it's pushing the conversation forward, forcing the industry to think beyond just claiming ethical AI to actually proving it.
I think that's a fair assessment. It sets a new, much higher benchmark for what meaningful AI accountability could look like. Verifiable proof, not just promises.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? In a world that's going to be increasingly shaped by AI decisions, maybe TML is like that concept car at the auto show.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, the one that showcases radical new safety features. Maybe not all of it makes it to production right away, but key ideas like needing undeniable proof of ethical operation, like liability being built in, maybe those become standard.
It's a compelling thought. Is this the blueprint or part of it for how we actually build trust and ensure real accountability in our most powerful machines, making the invisible workings visible and answerable?
Something to think about.